What about the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge. I call it Baton Rouge.
Say from here to Darien, it's about 18.
From here to Darien, 16 miles.
16 miles.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody asks you to go with him and you're not sure, not really sure if you want to, you might say, I don't know.
Well, I could say I was undecided, but really, I don't know if I'll be able to go or not. Something may come up that I couldn't go. It all depends.
If somebody's very sick and looks like he's not likely to get any better, and somebody asks how he's coming along, you say, well, it seems...
Well, it's the only point. Condition is very poor. That's what his answer to my wife's concern if she calls about my sister at the hospital.
And if somebody asks you to go someplace without your wife, and of course she didn't want to go without taking care of you, say, I won't go.
I won't go unless my wife goes around with us.
If you're doing something and there's somebody here that didn't help you and you could have used some help, afterwards you might ask him, well, why did you sit around something helping you?
He might say, well, why did you sit around instead of helping me? That'd be one nice way, but you could put it in several bad ways if you wanted to.
If a man is funny and you like him, and you're telling somebody why you like him, you say, I like him.
Well, I like him, you might say, because he's a very adorable fellow. I've had friends that was, he was constantly grinning or laughing or something the whole time he was with him talking to him, because it looked like even the expressions on their face, expressions with their hands and things of that nature, would have a tendency to make you smile or, you know, something like that. Well, I've had boyfriends that I'd just give anything to all if I could have. Just like old Bob Hope used to be. You could just look at him and laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lost a lot of that, but he should be, because he's getting old as a dickens now.
Yeah. Could you tell me the denominations of the main denominations that have churches in town?
Major denominations of the churches? Mm-hmm. Well, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, and Episcopalian, Mormons, and, well, you don't mean Protestants, just mean all the churches in general.
Yeah, all the churches.
Well, Catholics. That's the major, I think, would be called the major. Mormons is coming along good, too.
Have they been here long, or is that something?
Mormons?
Something recent.
Probably 100 years ago. I've read a good bit about them because my brother, who lives at Jacksonville Beach, he went over to the Mormon side. His wife was a Mormon, mm-hmm. and he joined the Mormon church and raised their kids up as Mormons. And I was getting a lot of, not arguments, I will never argue religion. My son-in-law, he's really a full-fledged Catholic, but you never know it when he's in my house. And you couldn't tell that I've grown in Sonic Lodge when I'm in his house, because we never, in 30-some years, we've never discussed religion in any way, shape, or form. I think that was more or less a mutual agreement, or undiscussed agreement, or whatever you call it.
When two people become members of the church, you say they do what?
Join the church.